This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Alltrans vs. MK7, the isomer problem. Most supplement labels hide. Supplement quality stories usually concern how much of an ingredient a product contains. MK7 adds a subtler failure mode. A product can contain exactly the labeled milligrams of minaquinone-7 and still deliver a fraction of the biology, because MK7 exists as geometric isomers, and only one of them works. This is the quality question most labels never mention, and the reason isomer testing has become the differentiator among serious K2 products. Same formula, different shape, different biology. MK7's side chain is built from 7 isoprene units linked by double bonds, and each double bond can adopt one of two geometries, trans-extended, straight, or cis-kinked. Natural MK7, as bacteria have always made it, is all trans. Every bond extended, the molecule straight as a ruler. That geometry is not cosmetic. Vitamin K function depends on the side chain seeding into the hydrophobic channels of gamma-glutamyl carboxylase's membrane environment and into lipoprotein transport. A cis kink bends the molecule out of fit. The analytical and biological literature is unambiguous. Cis-MK7 shows essentially no vitamin K activity. It is a passenger with the passport of an active molecule. Where cis contamination comes from, the isomer problem is a manufacturing route problem. Chemical synthesis of MK7 builds the side chain through reactions that, without tight stereochemical control, produce a mixture of geometries. Poorly controlled processes have been documented, delivering products with substantial cis fractions. Historically, market surveys have found synthetic route products ranging anywhere from excellent to majority inactive. Fermentation-derived MK7, produced by Bacillus subtilis and related strains, the natto route, is naturally all trans, because bacterial enzymes are stereospecific by construction. The isomer purity is inherited from the biology rather than imposed by process control. Why a basic potency assay cannot catch it? Here is the uncomfortable analytical truth. A standard content assay, even standard HPLC with typical reversed phase columns, quantifies MK7 by mass and can report cis and trans together as one number. A product that is 60% inactive isomer passes a naive potency test at full label claim. Separating the isomers requires isomer-resolving chromatography, specialized stationary phases or optimized methods that split the cis and trans peaks, quantifying each. The methodology Sterk and colleagues applied when surveying commercial supplements, FoodChem 2018, and finding exactly the variability the mechanism predicts. This test exists, is routine in competent laboratories, and is rarely published by brands, largely because it can only be flattering to products that have nothing to hide. Reading a certificate of analysis like an isomer skeptic, applying the CoA reading method to K2 specifically, the questions become, does the certificate state all trans MK7 as the analyte with a declared all trans percentage or merely minaquinone-7? Does the method column reference an isomer resolving HPLC procedure, not just HPLC? Is the source declared? A certificate answering all three has measured the thing that matters. A certificate silent on isomers has measured milligrams of molecule-shaped material. On K2 labels, all trans is not decoration. It is the entire difference between the trial-tested vitamin and its inert twin. The clinical bottom line, MK7's biology belongs exclusively to the all-trans isomer. Cis-MK7 is inactive cargo that ordinary potency testing counts as product. Fermentation makes all-trans by nature. Sloppy synthesis makes mixtures, and only isomer-resolving HPLC can tell, so the quality signal to demand is explicit. All trans MK7, percentage stated, isomer-specific method, on the certificate. Everything else is label claim theater, primary sources, Sterk A, Smyslowski A, Bus K. Identification of cis-trans isomers of minaquinone-7 in food as exemplified by dietary supplements. FoodChem, 2018, 243-409. A. Mahanama R. Talbot A. et al. Efficient media for high minaquinone-7 production, response surface methodology approach. N. Biotechnol, 2011, 2085-672. Fermentation route, Sugars LJ Vermeer C. Determination of phylloquinone and minaquinones in food, Effect of Food Matrix on Circulating Vitamin K Concentrations, Hemostasis, 2003-98-307, T. Schurgers LJ, Winishi K. Comparison of Menaquinone 4 and Menaquinone 7 Bioavailability in Healthy Women, Neuter J, 2012-1193, 7225-2017, Competence Requirements, the Isomer Testing Laboratory itself should meet. ISO.org, Educational Information on Analytical Quality, Not Medical Advice. Anticoagulated readers, the interaction rules apply to all active vitamin K, isomer pure or otherwise.